U.S. ag export value could rise in 2017 despite stronger dollar. Happy New Year and thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Will an even stronger dollar pull the value of U.S. agricultural exports down in 2017? USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
A strong dollar usually doesn't bode well for strong U.S. agricultural exports because it means U.S. goods are more expensive for other nations to buy. But exports in 2017 may still increase. This from USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson. First, on the dollar side, the dollar's been running very strong already. A few days ago, the Fed raised interest rates.
And that's going to also lead to the strength of the dollar.
Nevertheless, Johansson says,
we do see trade bouncing back in 2017 relative to this year.
The U.S. in 2016 will have exported about $130 billion worth of ag products.
We're expected to go up to $134 billion next year.
But even with values in ag exports rising, U.S. producers may not see a lot of growth in sales of agricultural products to the European Union.
The value of U.S. agricultural exports in 2017 could climb by about $4 billion, mostly due to
an increase in demand from China.
But our exports could be relatively flat to several other markets, including the European Union, this partly from the Brexit vote by Britain to quit the EU.
Certainly, we saw the effect of Brexit on the EU, sort of slowing economic growth in that region. That keeps the euro and the sterling depressed relative to the dollar, makes their agricultural sector more competitive than the U.S. as a competitor to us, but it also means that their products are cheaper for U.S. consumers and our products are more expensive for European consumers.
U.S. exports to the EU next year will grow, but only by $100 million, up to $11.9 billion. That's only half of what China's expected to buy from the U.S. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton.